You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
That's right. If it's been feeling like spring to you lately, get ready for more. We've got some serious warmth on the way. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He tells me it's going to stay dry here, but once again, California is going to get doused. What is up with that? Cliff will explain and give an update on snowpack and water levels. All that in just a bit. First, though, let's hear that forecast, Cliff. It is going to be a warm one.
It will. By the time we get to Sunday and Monday, you will not believe it, with temperatures getting up into the mid-60s, even higher in some locations. Today is going to be a little bit on the cool side, temperatures getting up to around 50, partly cloudy, not a bad day, but everything changes as we get into the weekend. A deep trough of low pressure develops over the eastern Pacific, and that's driving warm air from the south up into our region. So as we get to Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy and dry, and temperatures getting up 58, 59 maybe, something like that. Sunday, with the southerly wind bringing warm air and some offshore flow from the east, the temperatures will surge, you know, probably into the low 60s, at least, maybe even mid 60s. And then as we get into Monday, it's going to be unbelievable. Mid to upper 60s, and I think some places near where the downslope is producing some additional warming on the eastern side of the region, we're talking about temperatures getting up to 70, even low 70s. So a real warm-up, and there's not going to be any precipitation at all on Saturday and Sunday. That's guaranteed.
Now, it's been cooler than normal lately, so how are we getting this huge heat wave?
Right. It's been cooler than normal because we've had La Nina conditions, and that's associated with northerly flow that's kind of cool, and that's been kind of dominant for the last month. But the whole flow is changing. Instead of having the cool northerly flow, we'll have this warm southerly flow with a little bit of offshore flow. So that's what's causing the change. And I should mention, by the middle of next week, we're going to go back to a normal situation, and we'll get some rain and temperatures will drop. But we'll have this surge of temperatures on Sunday and Monday. And, you know, one thing we should talk about is the sun. The sun is much stronger now. March sun is like the sun in late September and early October. It's getting much, much stronger. And that's allowing us to warm up, too.
And so California, though, is going to get very wet next week. What is going on there?
That's right. So it's interesting that the same situation that's producing a warmth, it will contribute to wetness down in California. So we're getting a very deep trough developing in the eastern Pacific. So you can think of the jet stream undulating far south off of California, then moving northward. Well, that trough is going to be associated with moist air and uplift and precipitation coming into California. And the same situation is giving us the warmth this weekend will ultimately produce a lot of precipitation in California. I'm looking at several inches in coastal areas, and in the mountains, there could be feet of additional snows. And this is extremely welcome in California. Right now, they're running about 50% of normal of snowpack and precipitation. And that's going to improve radically this week as this late spring storm comes in.
What about the water resources here?
Well, you know, let's go up and down the coast. Around here, we are in extremely good shape. Our snowpack here in Washington State is about 100% of normal. Our reservoirs are full. They're much fuller than normal. I'll put it that way. The Tolt and Chester Morse reservoirs are above normal. The Yakima reservoirs, which is so important for eastern Washington, right now they're about 30% above normal. So our reservoirs are in good shape. In California, the reservoirs are also in good shape. They're about 100% of normal, and that's because they have multi-year capacity. They can store several years' worth of water, and last year was so wet. So California has the reservoir water. The snowpack is about half of normal right now, but I'm looking forward to that changing in a very positive way next week. So up and down the coast, I think our water situation going into the summer looks quite favorable.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Keep those sunglasses and sunscreen handy, huh?
I will. I'll be out there on Sunday.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.